right. Al Germani, Midnight Gilda. Oh, nice. Is this your first time reading here?
I thought you were going first. Yeah, first time.
All right. Give extra, extra yay.
Testing 1, 2. All right. I miss my Midnight Gilda phone calls. Hello, she would deeply murmur as she fumbled to hold the phone. Hey, Ma, it's me. Who's this? Her four packs a day voice a deep, fascinating blend of aged pain and joyful rasp. We pray that they'd find just a little bit of cancer. Not enough to kill her, but just enough to scare her. When the test came back negative, again, we decided we were going to donate her lungs to the National Cancer Research Institute, and then the Smithsonian. She knew it was me. Nobody else calls her after midnight every night while she's watching Law & Order Criminal Intent, starring her Italian boyfriend. Don't be a stunad, stupid. And Medigan, American. And don't say it wrong, like you guys probably do. It's Vinny D'Onofrio, not Donofrio. One night I hear a basketball game in the background. In 90 years, the thought of my mother and a basketball never entered the room together. Oh, that's Ernie D. She found out through the grapevine of her nicotine-addicted old Italian lady buddies that there was a professional basketball player who was Italian. So they all start watching. Had no idea what the hell was going on, but he's Italian. So you got five old Italian women, all under 5 foot tall, never touched a basketball in their life, screaming for Ernie D. Of course, all the Chigad, blind, referees became Stugats. That's Tony's boat on The Sopranos. It means male genitalia. Rounding out the game menu, homemade Dago red wine, a derogatory slur except when used between Italians, cigarettes, and a complete unabridged profane vocabulary representing the history of the Renaissance that would have made Da Vinci proud. Lives sprinkled with profound suffering, they came in hardship through Ellis Island, WAP, meaning without papers, another derogatory term, the bottom of the Italian caste hierarchy. But Gilda's world was also born of a deep interpersonal dynamic that infuses the history of Italia. There's something very warm here, something very poignant, a wonderful cultural camaraderie, a love story of sorts. The good-hearted, joyfully infused old Italian ladies and her compadres of the Italian diaspora bears the evidence of this intimacy in a way that she connects with other Italians like D'Onofrio. All of this is the fuel that flows through her nostalgic pipelines of intimacy to her growing more and more and more distant past. The attachment survives, though, through her and her paisanos. Gilda, hello, it's your only son, Ma, how you doing?
Everything's good, except my big fat ass hurts.
Like a Buddhist, she honors the Dharma, not a prejudicial bone in her body, cares for all people. Saves her anger for those who would be cruel to others. She talks to me every day. Yes, present tense, she's my Hobbes, from Calvin and Hobbes. She's my consultant philosopher. I have her on retainer. Ma, if you hurry up and die, then all of us kids could wake up tomorrow and have brand new cars and brand new houses. She smiled at me and said, fuck you, Albert, and tomorrow I could wake up and have a smaller ass. I love her. I miss her. I need her. Now more than ever. Thank you.